From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, has told Congress he has not changed a conclusion reached in July that Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton did nothing criminal in using a private server for emails when she was Secretary of State. Meanwhile, Clinton and the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump have been campaigning almost nonstop with just a day left before the U.S. election. The election is Tuesday, and the latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll puts Clinton with a 4-point lead over Trump. The ABC Washington Post tracker puts Clinton 5 points ahead. You can visit voanews.com for a comprehensive coverage of this historic U.S. election. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks jumped about 1.5% in early Monday trading, joining a global rally after the FBI lifted the threat that a Democrat candidate Hillary Clinton could face charges over her emails. About 20 minutes into trading, the S&P 500 was up 1.6% to 2,118.03, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was also up 1.5% to 18,159.54. Iraqi Kurdish forces launched an offensive Monday to capture the town of Bashika, that's from the Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga forces had surrounded the town for weeks ahead of the assault. A Peshmerga lieutenant colonel estimated about 100 IS fighters are inside the city. Iraqi forces, meanwhile, took a key town from the Islamic State group Monday. It's a crucial objective on the southern front of the offensive to wrest back Mosul. This is VOA News. Yemen's 20-month war has killed more than 7,000 people and wounded nearly 37,000, according to the World Health Organization. And the UN envoy voiced alarm over the worsening humanitarian situation. More than 7,070 people have been killed and over 36,000 injured as of the October 25th, according to the WHO in a written statement. Another 21 million people were in urgent need of health services. UN talks to implement the landmark Paris Climate Pact opened in Marrakesh Monday, buoyed by gathering momentum but threatened by the specter of climate change denier Donald Trump in the White House. Diplomats from 196 nations are meeting in Morocco to flesh out the planet-saving plan signed in the French capital last December. Greek and Turkish Cypriot leaders are holding UN-mediated talks in an effort to end the four-decade-long stalemate that has kept their island divided. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
During the coming week, the Greek and Turkish Cypriot leaders will be sequestered in a luxurious spa resort. It remains to be seen whether these beautiful surroundings will be conducive to reaching an agreement to reunite their island, which has been divided since 1974. That was when Turkey invaded Cyprus, displacing tens of thousands of people and splitting the island between the Greek and Turkish Cypriot populations. Ban Ki-moon makes no secret of his desire that a settlement be reached on his watch.
I commend the leaders for their vision, courage, and leadership for advancing their talks further than ever before.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Janet Reno, the first woman to serve as a U.S. Attorney General, died early today. She was 78. She died from complications of Parkinson's disease. Reno famously told reporters, "I don't spin." She served nearly 8 years as Attorney General under President Bill Clinton, the longest stint in a century. In 1996, she defended her decision to not immediately appoint an independent counsel to investigate the fundraising practices of President Clinton.
"I'm not hiding, Mr. Chairman. I am trying to do my duty under the independent counsel statute and under the law to conduct an investigation in a professional way, taking it wherever it leads me, and I will continue to do so."
Janet Reno died at the age of 78. Israel Monday reiterated its firm opposition to a French plan to hold an international conference before the end of the year to restart long-stalled peace efforts with the Palestinians. France's envoy for the plan is currently back in the region for talks with both Israeli and Palestinian officials. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.